departed, who can know what forces shaped you as you were? Youngest of the spawn, motherless at weaning, home fast son of the father of the prodigal, whence came your gentle mien? Master of a realm to wed a tyrant, innocent man, seeing black and white, unsubtle, ingenuous. This one must have been in a depressed mood. Tears in the night, tribute to need, flowers of sorrow from sickly seed. Dilemmas unsolved, felt is askew, unfertile earth, thirsting for dew. Where is the succor of searching want, when the hope for relief is past? Where are we saved when rescue's lost, and night is closing fast? Another one. Stir the ashes and let the banked fire's heat warm me before I go. Beguile me with forgotten airs. Plead on the rim of my reason, cases lost. Show me jewels on the morning grass again. Say, old clipper, I'll not be your master, but the tide is running and the wind is west. I'll scan the far horizon for your tall spars, homeward bound. We knew John Gould Fletcher. He was a friend of ours. When he died, he was died right in the neighborhood. He took his own life, and this was written as his elegy. It's called To John Gould Fletcher, Pro Tempore. Who now to draw your bow, Odysseus, and send aloft the words to toll your dirge? You seized yourself from out the midst of us in final frenzied force, as if to purge the world's dull madness. Wounded bull, courage driven against evasive foe, struck down. Your flashing horns of no avail for full destruction of the pompous show. Renown, howbeit, is the beast's, bled down to sand, head down, yet furious and impotent. It's his, the faint heart timid to command, and ours to plod the way he charging went. Let friendship's warmth be substitute for art, and drab-garbed love his tribute as we part. Another friend of mine was a brilliant young man, and friend of all of us. Balcom Fulkerson. This is titled Balcom's Heart. It was his heart that was the cause of his death. Lie quiet, great heart. Take rest. Torn by unacknowledged strain, by life's love and man's love, you spanned more years than was your damaged due. No heart destroyed itself more freely in giving lie to the wanton waste of selfish care, of worship of the little and the near, of calculating, conscience-ridden good. You fed the figured fancy of the man and served him overtime. You drove the great gaunt beast pursuing hues, or spying gently on the solemn quirks of confounded men. You served a man who never served himself. You overflowed because you so were made. Your humanness was unpriced and found its kin by warming off each thin defense. And when you stopped, he left us, you, our legacy, a smooth adornment for our reflective years. There's another moody one. I was a young man then. Took myself very seriously. Our blind die was tumbled among the living here, where the granite base has rumbled and the salt has left the tear. The sense is now a weakling. The dream is basest coin, and leering, sneering, sniggering, the legacy of loin. What I see in facing out is emptiness and waste. What I chose to think was treasure is tarnished brass and paste. Something a little happier. When the day is an ember and the pines grow black against the sky, distant lights blink on and stars seep through the fading glow. And another one. When I awaken in a strange dark, I'm not alarmed. All lost places are one, and I've been there before. The world is a wonderland, full to the corners of forbidden desirables. The persisting child in some of us racks us among frustration, pursuit, and retribution, so that we lash out in agony at the flesh that fondles us. The spring came and the ground was warm, but the spring said, I want to be spring, but I'm winter, I know. I want to be spring, but I'm winter, I know. So when the flowers bloomed, there was no fragrance. When the plowman came, he said, you're spring, in May I'll sow. And the blooms had fragrance. We're many lives, none is fulfilled, none is acted to the curtain. We leave by the wing and expire backstage. Who can know how dark it is inside when your light blows out? Virgin sheet, mine to pluck, mine to ravish, no fraud, deceit, to hold me from your fruit. Laid maidenly before me to receive my ink or oil. Let my desire be proved. Let my arachnid desire spot you with spawn. Then destroy me in the vicious consummation of my mystic and my lust. I don't really quite understand this one, this next one, even to the extent that I'm understand the others. All of these are a little bit prosaic, I think, but anyway. Lord, forgive the rapist, remand the murderer, and condemn Wagner, condemn Buonarroti, and yes, me, the gifted and the ungifted, who spark claws to make meaning, to ignite and explode, laughing ephemera, who dance like wire between us and our half-seen truth. Remand the strong who throw themselves upon the wire and condemn the weak. It's a little bitty. In cups find truth, then condemn drink and use truth. Growth is a fact, irrefutable, by definition. Growth is an alternative to death, by definition. But growth toward what? Toward monstrosity? Toward stone? Toward neuter? Growth toward what? Growth is to the sun, the blessing sun, the fecund sun, the scorching sun, killing sun. The lucky bloom in the blessing sun, the strong May fruit in the fecund sun. We seed for the scorching sun and die. This is what life must mean. To defy the forces which seem to govern us, to conquer our foes, our friends, and ourselves. Flitter, flutter, cottonwood, whish, pine, rustle, beech, sparkle, sun, whir, breeze, flitter, flutter, cottonwood. Grate it to size. Take it and tear it. Bend it and break it. Grate it and class it. Fit it to purpose. Build it to win. Now spin the wind. And what will it buy? Push it and fight it, hold breath and bear pain, live for the day, then take a loss, spend the loss, and what will it buy? A win or a loss, spend like light coin, ecstasy void, pleasure a trap, how spends my coin? Goodbye, Jag. Goodbye, Balearics, wherever you are. Odd bids at random auctions are never paid out. Sing it. Sing the gay song. Youth, gather ye. Only now we're old, and it hurts. How now, Ben? Dead, dead, who will damn dead? Death is the balm of pain. Death is the nothing of painful something. Death is our peaceful goal. Yellow petals in my hand, precious as a spinster's lace, veined velvet, cosmos. What young men don't know is that old men are young men grown old. Pink myrtle at my window, matinal surprise, dew damp in the morning cool, refreshing my immortal eye. Green world, hidden world, secret world, my backyard. Come stalking, cold coward in the night, regret, remorse, recant, doing penance for yesterday in fear of tomorrow. The night is important. It undoes the day. This next one is titled 40. These are my fruitful years. These are the years when I throw in my reserves to exploit a breakthrough or a decoration posthumously. They wanted you secure, but this thin and golden skein of searching discontent before and after you is the web. Bird on a wire against the sky, accent on a reference line, instant of insight, immortality. Sinister mud lurker in my garden pool, stalking darkly from below, vegetarians in the sun. Baby quail sown in multiple for selection and survival, tuned to smothering heat in a morning dewdrop. Who whispers here so softly, so sweetly, sensing secret springs, hours hidden in the wishful lee of day, fish out solitary, still, that listens strings of humanness to humanness, which break and sink in the sweating stink of day. In the presence of clean and perfect right, instructing our fulfillment in frustration, wind rings the bell. Italy. Italy is an idea, a place by definition, a way by history, an aesthetic, God lover. Italy is reality. Italy is the basic substance who gives the all of now and be to the unreal here and now. If I be lucky, I'll see my Italy again. But if I be blessed, I'll keep her as reality. I long to be a young man, a maiden on my arm, and since I'm buying gossamer, I'd like to have the charm, the charm and the knowing to take her to my groin and see her eyes go clouded as I touch her loin. And now I've had my moment of refreshment in the thought, I'd like to keep the things I have as prescribed I ought. We the blind reach out in darkness, and touching hands by accident are fulfilled. My people lack knowing being young, and so grow old reluctantly. Fearful now, yet who can put his hand on yesterday? Who can touch tomorrow? Looking from my window, I see buildings wide and strong, ordered, in chill brilliance builded. I've been carrying stone. Where are my walls and towers? Flutter of the cottonwood, crepe myrtles red. What classic hillside lights more my meaning in all the days of time? A swift against a blue sky, and a simple rhyme. Damn you all. I fought you in the ugliness of the stinking dead. I have groveled in the fear and loneliness of formulated death. Then too, from your barren roofs, I've sung of what you know can be. Sordid, ludicrous, sublime. All this fulfills my right to live and die and be remembered until my seed be seed. My art is I and you. My I is I and only I. And failing in my art, I fail the only I, which is I and you and I. Sweet springs of hope, why went you dry? Your waters gave the world a glow. Nothing's changed except your flow. The glisten of the light that falls upon the hill is gone. Washed my window's glass, refreshed me for the morning's day, made green my grass, and washed me clean. Sweet springs of hope, why went you dry? On an August summer's day, passion stays in deep shade, waiting. The day hangs sere, motionless in a void of time. morning cool, trapped in dark rooms, waits for night, when the angers of the day stalk out. Blessed Mother, rewarding adulation with your care. Condemned Mother, damning child's dependence otherwhere. We spend our lives accumulating pain so that we can come together, men to men, again. Words on a clear white sheet tell a void my tenderness. Reading in the void, you fish them in and find a pain for pain. Then touched and touching, we come alive again. Child who's reached my shoulder and never got to see a swallow swoop and scoop and break a limpid mirror into panicked rounds must grow on lightly limping. Shell, petal, leaf and bone, cloud, water, fire, and stone, endless form and tone and hue, planned or planless, each is new. Dressed in wonder like God's own face, but the wonder is wonder, for wonder is grace. Mr. Jackson, Mr. Jackson, Andy, Andrew, General, heaved up like crystal carbon to prove something, that man is durable beyond an arrow, or a saber, or a plague, or a musket ball, or the shame of slandered love, to prove that reason and right held strong in a brave man's hands can turn an avalanche. Thank you today, Mr. Jackson, standing tall in history's forest and still growing. Stranger town, autumn night, lighted houses closed to me, speak warmth. Ah, lost, who'll be my conscience, who'll be my eye, who'll rake the roadside on the day I die? Who'll be caretaker for the dreams I dream? Who'll hold my hand for what my dreams may seem?